I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme: Corden, Colbert, Conan, and Myers say Trump is gone, scandals aren't. Turns out President Trump has asked intelligence officials to do all kinds of things not related to Russia. Conan O'Brien tells us what, and James Corden explains how the Russia investigation is kind of like nesting dolls, and kind of isn't. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
Donald Trump is out of the country, but his scandals aren't. On Monday, it was revealed that Trump asked two intelligence chiefs to deny that his campaign had any ties to Russia. Now, this is shocking. I'm not saying Trump is participating in a cover-up, but I'd say he is participating in some kind of weird comb-over.
Today, just today, this morning, the Trump administration unveiled their 2018 budget titled A New Foundation for American Greatness, which is just a slightly grandiose for a financial document. That's like calling your grocery list a bold vision for yogurt and dog food. Now, not a lot on that list. There wasn't a lot on it like this.
This Russian investigation into Trump, it's becoming, it's like one of those, you know, those Russian nesting dolls. Except every time you open one, the doll inside is somehow bigger. And instead of it being a doll, it's a horrible conspiracy concocted by Russian hackers to systematically erode America's democratic freedoms. That's how it feels.
Just like Comey, the intelligence directors Trump talked to refused to help. So why did Trump ask them? According to one senior intelligence official, Trump's goal was to muddy the waters. Okay, let me get this straight. It goes, drain the swamp, then muddy the waters. Muddy the waters, by the way. Muddy the waters. Muddy the waters, also Trump's environmental policy.
Former CIA Director John Brennan testified today that there was contact between President Trump's campaign and Russian officials. However, still no contact between Donald and Melania. Here it comes, take a look, and grab... No, thank you!
That President Trump asked two intelligence chiefs to push back against the Russian probe. Yeah. Trump also asked them to make Melania hold his freaking hand.
Just make her do it.
And earlier today, the House Intelligence Committee heard testimony from former CIA director and man asking if you've taken the picture yet, John Brennan. And lovely, lovely picture. True to pretty much all the testimony about Russia, Brennan said something completely shocking in the most boring way possible.
I encountered and am aware of information and intelligence that revealed contacts and interactions between Russian officials and U.S. persons involved in the Trump campaign that I was concerned about because of known Russian efforts to suborn such individuals. And it raised questions in my mind, again, whether or not the Russians were able to gain the cooperation of those individuals.
I'm awake. Okay, that might have been boring, but what he just said is super important. Okay, basically, he's saying he knows that Russia tried to recruit members of the Trump campaign. He's not sure if they did. That's like saying, we know the mob tried to cut your brake cables. We just don't know if they succeeded. Here are the keys. Have a great drive. It's full of gas.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.